from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of doing some investigating, we got to talk about these Atlanta Braves, and I know that nobody wants to because it's just so bad. But Bo and I were racing last night as this game's going on, and as soon as they score the 10th run against the Atlanta Braves, I got in Bo's ear and I go, "Have they scored double digit runs all year?" And we do some investigating this morning. It actually happened the second game of the season and has not happened since.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who bounced off the wall harder last night, Jorge Soler or me when I hit Dome and wrecked.
When he hit that wall, though, I feel like that was the turning point. That's when you knew, okay, it's going to be one of those games. Yeah. The Braves are so momentum-based that when something like that happens, you just know the game is taking a turn. Just like the other day when they were playing the Mariners and Jorge, that call was overturned at home and he was called out. I think that game would have gone a very different way had he stayed safe.
Yeah.
And gotten that right.
That was the Sunday game against Marlins, like you're right. Yes, when it went, they lost. Freed ended up kind of going bad after that, and they could have gotten Cabrera out of the game. I think they could have gotten Cabrera, to your point. It would have, because Cabrera's not a bad pitcher. He's not great. Mm-hmm. He's up and down, but he's got some good stuff. So to your point, Allie, I think that was a moment where they just couldn't pounce. And to me, to add to what you're saying is they've been a team that when they score early, the pitching is able to kind of – remember I said yesterday, score some runs early and allow Elder to settle in. Now, as it turns out, they didn't have a chance to score early to allow Elder to settle in because he gave up the runs, and then Jorge bounces off the wall and it kind of goes, kind of rests his history. But they're – They won the first game out of the break, lose six straight. Then they win six of seven. Now they've lost three straight again, and it's just like this roller coaster ride that we're on.
Well, and I get it, too, from the perspective when you look at what Colin Ray has been to the Brewers. He started 19 games this year. They're 14-5 in his starts, and he was very good last night. And I don't think it was a matter – like, you know me. When I talk about the Braves, I'm like, let's just be honest here. It's not – they're going to make a lot of pitchers look good. But I actually was impressed with the location of Colin Ray last night. I thought he pitched extremely well. Bryce Elder did not pitch extremely well. He was bad from the get-go and never got it back on the rails.
Well, it's fair to say, too, that the Brewers are really freaking good. They're a first-place team, and it's not like they have a good pitching staff. You got Freddie Peralta going today or tonight, and he basically – he in some ways shut you down the last time he was out. He was pretty good. So you're not playing a bad team. This is the best team you'll play for the next week and a half, 2 weeks probably. So it just feels like – every time we build momentum, Allie, it's just like you hit a brick wall.
I know. The thing that's difficult, though, about last night with Elder is he just had that great game against the Brewers a week ago, right? So they've seen him. They have his number. They kind of knew what was coming, and it's really hard on a starting pitcher when they've already seen what you've got.
Yeah. There's no need to read a scouting report when you've just seen a guy 5 days ago, right?
Well, especially when you can't mow him down.
I mean,
Elder can't over – you know, Chris Sale can rely on movement and power. You know, Max Fried can do that. Spencer Schwellenbach can do that. Bryce Elder, that's not his game. And the reality situation is when you're stomping your feet about how bad Elder is, remember one thing. If you had a rotation of 10 pitchers, he would be 8 through 10, somewhere in there.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up Chris Sale, too. Brian Snicker last night talked about his decision to give Elder that start over Chris Sale.
The main thing is just Sale getting the extra time. That's it. You know, we felt good with the way Bryce pitched against him the last time. I mean, that's kind of an easy call, really, when you think of it didn't go so good tonight, obviously. You know, I think it's just something we're going to have to do with him to get him to the finish line. Chris, I'm speaking of. When it doesn't work, obviously, it's glaring. But you know what? If he'd have done what he did going into the seventh inning like he did last game against these guys, we'd have been really glad we did it. Didn't work today.
Allie, isn't it interesting how you and I can sit here and talk about, man, you hate as a pitcher like Bryce Elder to go twice in a row against the same team, and yet Brian Snicker, the manager of the Braves, like, it's an easy call.
I mean,
we saw what he did last week. No big deal. Just stick him right back in there again. He can do it again.
He's one of those glass half full kind of people. And I was asking Grant last night, like, what's your glass half full opinion on this whole situation? You're saying until it's mathematically impossible for the Braves to win their division, they're in this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you can't be that upset.
And the Phillies are not on fire right now. That's why you're only 6.5 up. The reality situation is in a week you've gained, a little over a week, about a week and a half, you've gained, today's Wednesday, right? Yeah. You've gained 3 games on them because they were 9.5 up about 10 days ago. So that just keep enjoying. You've played them 6 times this year. So you've won 4 or 6, or right now you're on the tiebreaker, and you still have, I think, 7 games with them. So it's not over there. You're also technically in a wild card spot right now. It's the third one, but you're in it. You're only a half game out of the first and second spot. So just relax. Just, again, I hate being this guy, but go win the next 2 games against the Brewers, and you win the series.
Well,
that's all you got to do is win series.
Yeah, Brian Snicker was also asked last night, hey, man, are y'all running out of time?
It's a lot of games to do something really good, to get on a good run that I'm hoping for, quite honestly. And you can eat up a lot of games, and as we've seen and we've done in the past, in a short period of time. We're just having a hard time getting it going consistently. And not just over the top for 10 days in a row, but, some consistency.
Are y'all like me watching this last night where I'm looking at the look on Elder's face, and I can't remember who. Maybe it was Rusty Mansell that tweeted. He's like, you can tell by his body language. Like, he's like, dude, get me out of here. I don't have it right now.
Yeah, he's feeling it. I mean, as much as we hated to watch it, he hated to be in it last night. That's just
so
got to be such an awful feeling.
Yeah, and you talk about Snicker, that he kind of has that steady, but man, I felt like I looked at Snicker's face last night in that dugout, and his face looked like it was boiling in about the third or the fourth inning. I mean, it was just red.
He's us. He is... He's disgusted with what's going on, and not like in a way where he's going to, you know, say something derogatory about a player, but just disgusted this is the outcome. But in the reality of the situation is, when it got to like 6-0, 7-0, get me through, what, 5 innings? And then I'll bring Chavez in because, you know, and I don't even think he got through 3 2/3, but just then you bring Chavez in because you're not going to pull him in the second inning. This one game doesn't mean you drain your bullpen as you're about to go to the West Coast. It's just not what you do. I mean, you put Chavez in there, and he didn't have a great night. That's how it happens sometimes. So we'll save some good outings next time. I don't know. You hope you get Lopez back. You hope you get that version of Fried back. And you can and maybe you're getting Ian Anderson sooner, or even A.J. Smith-Shawver.
Quickly, you talk about getting guys back. Michael Harris starts his assignment yesterday, you know, hopefully 4 or 5 days. I mean, is he what's hinging this thing? Like, is he the spark that we're looking for, thinking he's going to get him to the next level?
I don't think he's the spark per se, but I think it would be nice to have a little bit of speed on the base pads, maybe just get on base, because we can talk about Bryce Elder all we want. We can talk about Max Fried's bad outing all we want. The reality situation is, I think Allie was telling me earlier, how many innings has it been? Like, since when?
It's been Saturday in the third inning,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 24 innings. They scored in the third inning. So starting in the fourth on Saturday, like Alex said, 24 innings. That's I don't care who you are. I don't care who's on the mound. If you can't score runs, you're not going to win a ball game.
Yeah. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We're rolling on here on the morning shift. It's Mike Bo and Allie Mack. Coming up next, the Olympics rolling on. The Noah Lyles judgments, are they fair? A special timeout with Allie Mack. You'll hear that coming up next. It's the morning shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.